Okay, read verse 18. Verse 18. Take heed, therefore, how you hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And whosoever hath not, for from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have.
پس توجه کنید که چگونه میشنوید، زیرا هر که دارد بدو داده خواهد شد و از آن که ندارد آنچه گمان هم میبرد که دارد از او گرفته خواهد شد.
Now, a fruitful Christian
is
entrusted with more than those who are not fruitful. Yeah, in the West, we are kind of indoctrinated with socialism and communism, which these two are basically the same thing. Yeah, that teaches that you can take from those who have at gunpoint and give it to those who do not have. Now, that's not a biblical principle. And I'm not against helping people. Yeah, but we also need to be wise about that.
And
it is of our free will that we do that. Yeah, Proverbs
29:7.
Yeah, the righteous considereth the cause of the poor, but the wicked regardeth not to know it.
پارسا به حقوق بینوایان توجه دارد، اما شریر را چنین درکی نیست.
Yeah, the righteous.
پارسا.
They try to figure out the reason why certain people are poor.
نگاه میکنم ببینن چرا یه نفر فقیره.
Yeah, before they just dive in and throw money at stuff or resources at stuff.
پول بفرسته یا چیزی بذاره.
Yeah, and of course, that is not for it. That is by our own will that we are doing that if we want to help. And of course, some people are just out of luck. Things have just gone bad. They do their best. They cannot just make it. They need help. And we want to help those people. But I do not want people help people who are lazy. Yeah, there are homeless people on the streets that are there for a reason. There's a cause. It's good that we try to figure out what the reason is why they're there. Yeah. Now, how do you know they're lazy? Now, if you see, and that's what you often see with homeless people, around them, everything is a mess. They litter everywhere. Yeah, that shows you they're lazy. They cannot even clean the little space that they have and put it in a container.
Yeah,
so we need to consider why people are poor. And then decide what we'll do. Yeah, I'm all for helping, but not helping anybody for any reason.
Yeah,
if you don't work, you don't eat, the Bible says.
کلام خداوند میگه تلاش نمیکنی تو هم غذا نمیخوری.
God is not a socialist.
خداوند سوشیالیست نیست.
He's more like an investor.
بیشتر سرمایه گذاره.
He gives to those who have.
سرمایه گذاری میکنه برای اون کسایی که دارن.
He looks to those who are producing.
نگاه میکنه به اونهایی که میدارن تا.
He looks to those who are doing his work.
نگاه میکنه به کسایی که کلام خدا رو.
Those who take part in the Great Commission.
کسایی که جزء فرمان خداوند کارشون انجام میدن.
Yeah, he sees results.
نتیجه رو میبینه.
And then he says, "Hey, I'm going to invest more in that person."
میگه روی زندگی این فرد بیشتر سرمایه گذاری.
And even says he takes away from those who have not.
و میگه میگیره از اون.
Even the little that they might have, he takes away from them.
حتی اون کمی که داره ازشون میگیره وقتی میبینه ندارن.
Yeah, God wants his resources to grow. Towards those who advance the goal.
اون چیزهایی رو به دست کسایی بده که باعث هدف خداوند میشن و کار خداوند رو انجام میدن.
Go to Luke 13. Luke 13 verse 6.
آیه 6.
He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none.
پس این مثل را آورد که شخصی درخت انجیری در تاکستان خود قرص نمود و چون آمد تا میوه از آن بجوید چیزی نیافت.
This is the average Christian who is not bearing fruit.
اکثر مسیحیایی هستند که ثمره نمیارن.
Yeah, who is not producing.
هیچ کاری نمیکنن با زندگی.
Yeah, because we're not talking about the riches of this world, we're talking about spiritual things.
در مورد دنیا صحبت نمیکنیم، در مورد چیزهای روحانی صحبت میکنیم.
Verse 7.
آیه 7.
Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down, why cumbereth it the ground?
پس به باغبان گفت, اینک 3 سال است می آیم که از این درخت انجیر میوه بطلبم و نمی آیم. آن را ببر, چرا زمین را نیز باطل سازد؟
Yeah, so after 3 years, there's just no fruit on this tree. Yeah, and the farmer is representing God.
Now,
there has come a point that, okay, I'm done with this tree, it's not going to do anything. Yeah, why would I keep this this tree in my vineyard? It doesn't produce. It just uses up water. It just takes nutrition from the ground. But there's nothing coming from it.
Yeah,
just cut it down. Read verses 8 and 9. And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. Yeah, so the dresser said, hey, give it one more year. Yeah, I will do everything to help this tree grow. And then if it bears fruit, that's great, you can keep it. Otherwise, we have to cut it down. Yeah, God is an investor, he wants to see produce. And he's giving more to trees that are producing. And he will take from trees that are not. He'll cut them down. I know this is a parable. Yeah. This is not saying you can lose your salvation.
Yeah.
Cutting trees is what an owner of a vineyard is. Cutting trees is what an owner of a vineyard does. Go to John 15. John 15 and read verse 1 and 2. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit.
من تاک حبلی هستم و پدر من باغبان است. هر شاخه‌ای در من که میوه نیاورد آن را برمی‌دارد و هر کدام میوه آورد آن را پاک می‌کند تا بیشتر میوه آورد.
Yeah, Jesus is the vine.
عیسی مسیح.
We are the branches.
تاک است و ما شاخه‌های او هستیم.
Yeah, we are fed by the vine.
ما از طریق اون تاک به ما غذا داده میشه.
But notice that it says that those branches that are not bearing fruit are taken away. And that those who do produce are pruned so they bring more fruit. Skip to verse 6 for a moment. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burnt.
اگر کسی در من نماند مثل شاخه بیرون انداخته می شود و می خشکد و آنها را جمع کرده در آتش می اندازند و سوخته می شود.
Yeah, note again, this is a parable.
مثالی است که
it's not saying you can lose your salvation. This is what a farmer does.
Yeah,
based doctrines on clear statements. Because people bring these verses up and they say, oh, you can lose your salvation. No. Yeah, go to verses that talk about eternal life, everlasting life. That's a clear statement. That you're a child of God. That you're sealed by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So God is an investor. He invests in his vineyard. And he expects produce from the branches. He expects produce from the trees. You want to be a Christian that God wants to invest in and continues to invest in? Yeah. That's the kind of Christian you want to be. Yeah, you don't want to be a Christian that doesn't produce anything. Yeah, that is dung that gets all the things it needs. It still doesn't produce. It still doesn't do what God has told them to do. Yeah, to be the light.
نور
خداوند
باشه بخوای انجیل رو پیام خدا رو پخش کنی پیام انجیل رو به بقیه برسونی
and end up being cut down
and برکتش
being thrown in the fire
تو آتش میافته
now how do you produce food
چه جوری میوه به بار بیاریم
go to first 3
آیه 3
John 15, verse 3 and Rachel 5. Now, ye are clean through the words which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing.
اکنون شما به سبب کلامی که به شما گفتم پاک هستید. در من بمانید و من در شما، همچنان که شاخه از خود نمیتواند میوه آورد اگر در تاک نماند، همچنین شما نیز اگر در من نمانید. من تاک هستم و شما شاخه ها. آن که در من میماند و من در او، میوه بسیار میآورد، زیرا که جدا از من هیچ نمیتوانید کرد.
Yeah, the branch cannot bear fruit.
اون شاخه میوه به بار نمیاره تنهایی سوا.
Yeah, it says without me you can do
بدون
nothing.
من هیچ کاری نمیتونیم بکنیم.
If you want to produce,
اگر میخواین ثمره به بار بیارین,
be connected to the vine.
باید متصل باشین به اون تاک.
And Jesus says, I am the vine.
من اون تاکم.
Abide in me.
در من بمانید.
If you're not connected to the vine,
اگر به من و من اون تاک بس نباشین,
things will not work in your life.
این چیزها تو زندگیت اتفاق نمیافته.
Yeah. There will not be the joy that you can have when you're connected to the divine. You will not live a life that is fulfilled and full. Yeah? You cannot be the husband that you're supposed to be, or the wife, or the parents.
Yeah?
Without Jesus, you will wither away.
خشک میشی و نابود
yeah,
میشی.
God wants us to be connected
خداوند
to the vine.
میخواد که ما به اون تاکش وصل باشیم.
He wants us to produce.
میخواد که ثمره به بار بیاریم.
And God wants to invest in your life.
خداوند میخواد روی زندگی شما ثمره بذاره.
Luke 16:10.
Luke 16:10.
He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much.
آن که در اندک امین باشد در امر بزرگ نیز امین بود.
Yeah, God is looking to invest.
خداوند منتظره که در حقیقت سرمایه‌گذاری
He's looking to who will be faithful with much.
ببینه که به کی بیشتر
That is those who start out being faithful with little.
اونایی هستن که با کم هم وفادارن.
Go to Matthew 25.
متی 25.
Where we find a parable. We're not going to look at the whole parable, but it's the parable of the talents.
در حقیقت یه مثال
The parable of the talents.
I'm just trying to find the words for it in Farsi.
25
where?
It's going to be 28 or 30.
Is there hash to see?
Yeah, so we have there the parable of the talents. Yeah, we have a master who entrusts different amounts of resources to his servants. And there's a point that he comes back and still accounts. And the first two, they did well. They doubled and now we can look at the last servant. Read verses 28 to 30. Take therefore the talent from him and gave it unto him which had 10 talents. For unto everyone that had shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that had not shall be taken away even that which he had. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
بنابراین آن قنطار را از او گرفته به صاحب درهمتار بدهید، زیرا به هر که دارد داده می شود و افزونی آورد و از آن که ندارد آنچه دارد نیز گرفته شود. و آن غلام بی نفع را در تاریکی بیرونی اندازید، جایی که گریه و برهم فشردن دندان خواهد بود.
Yeah, one of the servants was lazy and did nothing.
Yeah,
take the talent from him, give it to the one who had 10. Yeah, from him that had not shall be taken away even that which he had. Yeah, that's what we saw also in Luke 8 as well. Yeah, God is looking for people who can invest in. People who are a good investment. Ask yourself, am I a good investment for
شما
God?
سرمایه گذاری خوب هستیم برای خداوند یا نه؟
Am I the Christian
آیا
that God will look at?
آیا زندگی مسیحی شما رو خداوند نگاه میکنه و بگه؟
And I say, I will invest this person because he is putting things to good use.
روی اون فرد، چون اون فرد داره درست زندگی میکنه.
Yeah. Am I that Christian
آیا من اون مسیحی هستم که خداوند بهش نگاه کنه و بگه؟
And let's say, hey, I want to invest more in this person.
بیشتر سرمایه گذاری میکنم.
Because he or she is producing.
اون فرد داره تولید میکنه تو زندگی.
I'm going to prune
من سرمایه گذاری this person. حراسش میکنم.
So he or she produces even more.
یا اون خانوم بیشتر
باید Are you a person that furthers the cause of Christ?
آیا تو زندگیت باعث جلال بیشتر نام مسیح
میشه؟ You want to make sure that you are a worthy investment for God.
میخوای مطمئن باشین که خداوند ارزش سرمایه گذاری کردن تو زندگی شما رو داشته باشه.
Yeah, God was his agenda to be carried out.
خداوند میخواد که برنامه زندگیش تو زندگیش تو دنیا.
And if you're already a person that you think, hey, I'm a good investment, I'm living for God.
ارزش سرمایه‌گذاری دارم.
من
ارزش برای خداوند
دارم. Don't get distracted.
پس keep doing what you're doing. ادامه بدین به اون کار که خداوند ادامه بده به سرمایه‌گذاری کردن تو زندگی شما.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing.
ادامه بدین به کار خداوند. از اون لحظه‌ای که شروع کرد بهتون برکت دادن. ادامه بدین به کاری که او براتون میخواد.
Go back to Luke 8.
لوقا فصل 8.
How do I become a good investment?
Luke 8:16.
No man, when he had lighted a candle, covered it with a vessel or put it under a bed, but set it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. Yeah. Shine your light. Shine the light of the gospel. And live the light.
Yeah,
verse 17. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. How to become a good investment for God? Have a good personal testimony. Live life that is sanctified, set apart, separated from this world, not out of this world, in the world, but separated.
درون دنیا اما جدا شده
living as children of the light
به عنوان فرزندان نور زندگی کردن زندگی داشته باشیم خالص
عادلانه
بی‌ایراد
nothing hid in secret
هیچ چیزی در مخفی نداشته باشیم
and not hiding the word
هیچ چیزی را قایم نکنیم
verse 18. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever had, to him shall be given, and whosoever had not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemed to have.
از توجه کنید که چگونه میشنوید، زیرا هر که دارد بدو داده خواهد شد و از آن که ندارد آنچه گمان هم میبرد که دارد از او گرفته خواهد شد.
Yeah, be that person that God can look at.
خداوند میتونه به زندگیت نگاه کنه.
That is a good investment. That is
ارزش
already carrying out his agenda.
و دارم به هدف منو میرسه، باعث جلال من میشه، پس سرمایه‌گذاری بیشتری بکنه.
That God can bless.
که خداوند بتونه برکاتشو جاری کنه تو زندگی.
Yeah, and you will have the added benefits from being blessed by God.
برکت‌های اضافه‌تر از برکت خداوند هم تو زندگیتون.
Not health and wealth.
نه سلامتی و ثروت.
Yeah. And God can bless you with these things.
بله، میتونه خداوند.
But that's not what it's about.
اما فقط
a life that is blessed.
زندگی پر از برکت و
شاد. A fruitful life.
ثمری زندگی پر از معنی.
A life that will be fulfilled.
زندگی که پر کامل و بی‌عیبه.
There's one more point. Where are we at? Okay, we can do this one. Okay, there's one more point I want to make.
یه نکته دیگه است که می‌خوام بهتون بگم. خیلی کوتاه.
Yeah, because it's coming up in my mind every single time. So I guess when I read the verse, I think I need to share it. And that is basically about the church being the light as a whole.
The
local church.
Yeah.
That God is using the local church as the primary vehicle
to share the light.
Go to Acts 2:47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
و خدا را هم میگفتند و نزد تمامی مردم عزیز می بودند و خداوند هر روزه آنانی را که نجات میافتند بر کلیسا می افزود.
Yeah, we're talking about sharing the light, sharing the gospel.
در مورد انجیل عیسی مسیح نور و تقسیم کردن صحبت می‌کنیم.
And we're seeing that those who are getting saved,
اونایی که نجات پیدا کردن,
are added to the church.
هر روزه به کلیسا اضافه شدند.
Romans 10.
رومیان 10.
Romans 10, 14 and 15.
14 و 15.
How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
14:15. پس چگونه بخوانند کسی را که به او ایمان نیاوردند و چگونه ایمان آورند به کسی که خبر او را نشنیدند و چگونه بشنوند بدون واعظ و چگونه موعظه کنند جز اینکه فرستاده شوند چنان که مکتوب است که چه زیباست پاهای آنانی که مژده صلح را اعلام میکنند و به چیزهای نیکو بشارت میآورند.
Notice that the preachers are sent. Yeah, guess who's sending the preachers? That is the church. The church is sending people out to preach the gospel. Yeah, go to 1 Timothy 3:15. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
اما اگر تأخیر کردم تا بدانی که چگونه باید در خانه خدا رفتار کنی که کلیسای خدای زنده و ستون و بنیاد راستی است.
Yeah, the church is the pillar and ground of the truth.
ستون راستی و بنیاد راستی است.
Yeah. Where would you find the church in this of the truth in this world?
این کلیسا به حقیقت در دنیا کجا باید پیدا کنی؟
Nobody is going to reveal it.
هیچ کسی آشکارش نمی‌کنه.
Except the local church that preaches the light, that preaches the word of God. And you might say, how are you tying this in with Luke 8?
Now,
go to the book of Revelation 1. Because that's what comes to me every single time I read that verse in verse 16. Revelation 1:20. This is going to be talking about the seven churches. That the mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks, which thou sawest, are the seven churches.
Raz on have setare rakedar dast rast man didi o haft cheragdan tala on haft setare fereshtegan haft kelisa hastand o haft cheragdani ra ke didi haft kelisa mi bashand.
Now remember in verse 16 in Luke 8. Yeah, it says, hey, we need to put a light on the candlestick. So it will be visible. Isn't it interesting that the Bible here uses the symbolism of a church, of a candlestick as a church? Yeah, to give light, to everywhere. Yeah, the local church is the primary vehicle through which. Through which we can share the light. Yeah, that God is using the local church to get his work done on this earth. Therefore, the fruitful Christian is connected to the local church and involved in the ministry of the local church. Yeah, and of course, individually, we are the light, sharing the light, preaching the light, living the light.
Yeah.
We want to be in good investment for God because
we are children of the light,
but it also is in church.
We
want to be in church that is a good investment for God as well.
Yeah,
to send us people who grow and take part of the ministry and give honor and glory to God. So let's be the light. Preach the light. Yeah, live the light.
And glory to God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.